This recording, Liaoning 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Prey was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dagstruck Tower. That air was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a facing jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would really expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that eager goose began to shout around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma Karma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a difficult idea. First, she tried gently stroke the goose's lower back with his palm. Then, seeing a treat for her family, she administered the elixir. She efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah comforted the white diagonals. Almost immediately, he remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, another 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harris, a millionaire, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And my hometown is Dalian, a beautiful city in Liaoning Province. If you have a chance to come to here, I believe that you will love the city. So, welcome to Dalian. And now I was in Suzhou in Jiangsu Province. Suzhou is also a beautiful city, but Suzhou and Dalian are not the same style. They are different. If you want to find different, the best way is come to here and find it by yourself. So welcome to China.
孔子论语，学而第一。子曰：学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？言不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰：诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝，子曰：今之孝者，是谓能养之乌犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？